Welcome to the Sugarview Podcast, a podcast hosted by Andrea Ayers. This podcast features episodes for Sugar CRM's administrators who implement our sugar solutions to inform and excite them about all the sensational ways to help them become champions for success. Why Sugar BPM? Let's start by talking about what Sugar BPM is. Sugar BPM is a workflow application in Sugar. It's available in Sell, Serve, and Enterprise. Once you have the basics down, it's an easy way to use business process management tools to help you streamline some of your most common business processes. Okay, so here's my two cents about Sugar BPM. I personally like working in Sugar BPM because I love solving problems. It has a great visual designer for creating automated processes by allowing you to actually see how the process will flow from one action to another. I also love graph paper, and the visual designer looks like you're dragging elements onto your process on a piece of graph paper. Once you get the basics down, which you can learn in my Introduction to Sugar BPM class I teach each month, you'll see how easy it is to create a workflow for your organization. Whether you're automating your existing manual process or streamlining your customer experience from end to end, Sugar BPM has the power to optimize your customer-facing process. Sugar BPM's powerful and intuitive automation tool provides the following benefits. It supports complex business rules, email templates, process automation, and admin monitoring. It provides the capability to support enterprise-level complex business processes through industry-standard-based process-driven architecture. And it automates sales and customer support activities to sell more and improve customer satisfaction. You can automate processes inside a single department or across your entire organization end-to-end. So you can extend the automation and enable the best practices across your entire organization with less effort and cost by building and customizing specific business-related flows and templates to use across departments for best practices, and by zero coding experience needed, building and sharing complex flows using the visual designer. Sugar BPM allows continuous improvement efficiency. Don't simply automate your existing process that might not meet your organization's needs anymore. This is the time to transform your business. The powerful business rule engine, visual designer, where you actually see your process, and the modeling tools allow you to truly optimize every facet of your customer-facing processes. Sugar BPM allows your Sugar users to receive, analyze, and react to process tasks assigned to them through email, wireless devices, or any web browser. It lets you create a visual picture of your business process using Sugar BPM's visual graphical tool without needing to know how to write code. Even after all that, if you don't know if Sugar BPM is right for you or not, if any of the following applies to you, you need to start using Sugar BPM. Does your organization typically require approvals or sign-offs for regular business activities? Do you need to comply with an industry standard that is based on the BPMN or business process model or notation specifications or business processes? Do you need to measure the time it takes for your users to complete certain processes? Or do you need to manage complex assignments, teams, and territory structures? And even if none of these apply to you, can you benefit from one of these features to achieve your organizational goals? Do you need to improve management coordination, organizational responsiveness through the use of notifications or approval forms? Or do you need to improve the management of your CRM software by implementing a rule-based system? Do you need to reduce cultural resistance to process changes by leveraging a system that makes compliance easy and virtually invisible to the end user? Or do you need to improve customer satisfaction by streamlining your customer-facing process activities, such as notifications on case status changes? Okay, so now you want to start using SugarVPM. Now what? How do you get started? If you've been using Sugar for a bit and you get someone from your organization, a manager, a director from sales or support, come to you and ask about our new CRM workflow capabilities, and they have some ideas about adding some workflows to your instance, these are a few best practices that you could use when discussing building new processes before you even touch Sugar. First, identify the business or operational goal your customer, the person requesting the process, is trying to resolve or enhance. You should refer back to this at the end after creating the process and see if this business or operational goal was met. Second, contain the process scope. It's very easy for one process to turn into several. Naming your process with a clear name can help. We recommend using the module name, a verb, and a noun naming convention. And writing a very detailed description will help identify the scope of this process. It doesn't mean that you only need 3 words. It's just a tool to help you control the scope. So say, for example, a manager comes to you and they want to review all the quote discounts over 10%. You could name your process quotes review of discount by manager. That makes sense? Okay, so third, make a list of activities required in your process. The process steps that generate cycle times, steps where individuals are seeking approvals, steps where individuals perform manual efforts, fields that need to be tracked for changes or current values. Fourth, select a way to display your visual picture of the process. Process mapping can be performed by using sticky notes on the wall, a spreadsheet or technical drawing, software program, or just pen and paper. When you've drawn out your process, it helps you to see if there's any holes in your process or places where you need more information. It also leads you to the last step, which is step 5, validate the process with your customer. After completing the first draft, you should review the process with your customer and check for clarity. Does it make sense? Content? Does it satisfy the original business or operational goal? And continuity, consistent operation of something over a period of time. To learn how to create Sugar VPM processes, I've added the link to register for the Sugar U Introduction to Sugar VPM class. The next class, by the way, is November 16th and 17th. It's only 3 hours a day. And I've also added a link to the administration guide that discusses how to create a process in the process definition module, and a link for the end user that walks them through how to complete the process tasks assigned to them. Also, check out the great help articles about Sugar VPM. There is a lot of useful information that came from customers like yourself just starting to use Sugar VPM. I hope this information was helpful and that you'll try using Sugar VPM. Before we wrap up, I wanted to remind you that you still have a chance to win a free Sugar U class by sharing your best practice ideas in our Sugar U giveaway. We've extended this to all of our products, not just SugarServe. Thanks for listening, and stay sugar sweet.